weekdays from 6.
This next guest goes right back to the days of the Ricky Gervais podcast. Now, you'll know Ricky from The Office, an absolute legend. Carl Pilkington is his name, and he was right in the middle of that. That was the most downloaded podcast in the history of podcasts, that one with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington. He now has a new show, having done shows like An Idiot Abroad, which we loved. The new one is called Sick of It, Carl Pilkington, part of ABC iView's Easter Comedy Binge. You can stream the entire series, 1 and 2, from tomorrow on ABC iView. Here's a little taste.
I'm sick of listening to you. It's too negative.
Oh, hang on a minute, that's how we work, innit? I'm too negative, you're too positive. Like a battery. It won't work with both ends being positive, would it?
The reason I split with my ex-girlfriend is because a friend started having kids. She kept going on about it. We should have kids. If we're going to have kids, we should have them, because there's people out there who can't have them. I've never understood that logic. I used to say to her, there's people out there without f***ing arms, but I'm not going to take up juggling.
Now, the other thing about Carl that many people might not realise is before Ricky grabbed him and thrust him in the spotlight from obscurity, he was an audio producer for a radio station, and Byron Cook worked at that radio station over the UK. So, Byron, you're always saying you used to work with Carl.
I'm not always. It's not like a brag. I just mention it occasionally.
You occasionally mention it. Anyway, what happened was, because of UK and the time difference, we actually spoke to Carl at 5 a.m. this morning. So this is a pre-record. We're about to play it. Now, remember, Fev and I were going into this going, Carl is never going to remember you. And then this happened.
Carl.
Is that Byron? Byron. How's it going?
What's going on, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, that works straight away. I've not used this before, so that's good.
Well, you are a former producer. I would have thought you were fairly comfortable using technology.
Yeah, but that was 20 years ago. I wish people could move on. I tell you.
Anyway, Carl, I'm here with two of my very best friends, Fifi and Fev. They are here right now, Carl.
Carl, it's Fifi here.
Hiya, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Carl, are you telling me you remember Byron? Because he claims to have worked closely with you, and I was sort of saying as if Carl's going to remember you.
Of course I do, yeah. I don't, since, like, working with him, I've probably met about 8 people since. I'm not someone who's into knowing people. So I really remember him, yeah.
He's got a head you can't forget anyway.
Mm-hmm. He's a nice
fella. Very upbeat,
yeah. No, we've the opposite of you.
Well, I think I've got better with age. But, yeah, he's a nice, I mean, he's not, he don't keep in touch. I don't get emails or texts. I mean, the last time I spoke to you was when I was doing this, wasn't it? When I was promoting something.
Yeah, probably. It's become that sort of relationship, which is...
Well, that's fair. That's all right. Though I think that will last longer than if you were any closer.
No, okay. Well, do you want to keep it as it is? Should we just leave it?
How long ago was it when I spoke to you on air? About 3 years ago.
Cool. So we'll catch up again sort of 10 years.
Yeah. Well, if we're all here.
Oh, that's dark.
Now, Carl.
No. Well, the way things are going, it's grim, isn't it?
Oh, it is, actually. I mean, I was going to let's talk about Sick of It, which is going to be a part of ABC's iView Easter Comedy Binge. This is so exciting. We have series 1 and 2 from tomorrow on ABC iView. We just love this show. I mean, Carl and Fev's here, huge fan of yours too.
Oh, yep. That's me.
Oh, cheers.
Carl, I just love it so much. And every time I watch it, I haven't spoken to you since you made the first series, but is this just your, I know obviously the character is named Carl, but it's a character. He's a taxi driver. He's not you. But is that how you live with somebody on your, like your other side, always wanting to say the truth and tell people how you feel?
I thought everybody lived that way. I thought everybody had like an inner voice in their head who's with them there, sort of questioning everything they're doing. And then the more I did this, the more interviews I did, the more people were like, no, not really, no. So I can't imagine it any other way.
I mean,
how do you make a decision? You must think things through to come to a decision.
So I have
how do you do it without that inner voice?
I've got like a devil that talks to me, Carl, and I often listen to him, and it's obvious, most of the time it's the worst advice that it gives, but I run with it.
Ah, right. Nice. It's the other way around with me. It's their sort of going, what are you doing that for? You know, why are you bothering with that? Like when this email came through about talking to you, I've got to do so much press. And I was like, oh, what's this now? And then
sorry.
The inner voice was there sort of going, have a look at it. Have a look. No. But you know, it's the worst bit of the job when it comes to promoting something, especially
the worst.
Because I made this, like, it must be over a year ago. So okay. You're getting it late. So you're the last person to sort of pop their head up and go, tell us about Sick of It. And I'm like, I've done all this.
Well, we don't mean to put you out. We're trying to help you out. I mean, we're trying to get people to watch it.
Of course. I appreciate it. I'm just saying, you know, it's like you're late to the party, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So you're latecomers. So it's very hard to be enthusiastic answering the door to someone who's turned up late to a party. That's what
See,
I'm saying.
I prefer this, Carl. Often in junkets, Carl. See, we, as interviewers on a radio show and your former background in radio, when we meet big stars and we know they don't want to talk to us, you sit there and they're looking at you going, this is the most tedious part of our job. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
They're often rude to you. It's an unspoken subtext that none of us want to be there. I love that we're being honest.
Yeah. I think it's best to be, and then you don't get caught out then, do you?
No, but
it's the worst bit of the job. It's exciting. The best part of doing something like Sick of It is the initial phase when I'm sat in a room with Richard Yee, who I wrote it with, and you're coming up with the idea. Yeah. That is the best part. And then as it goes on, you know, people start interfering, channel bosses going, oh, what's the arc? Where's it going? Can we get more series out of it? And suddenly you're going, oh, I'm hating this. And then you get to the recording bit and you go, this isn't how I pictured it in my head when it was on the page. And they go, well, we couldn't do that because it was expensive. So suddenly that's not as good as you want. And then, you know, then you have to start chopping down the scripts because you haven't got time. You've only got 23 minutes an episode and blah, blah, blah. And it's just everything gets weaker. So you're still there.
You're just whinging, but you're whinging about the show that you've done and you're saying that the worst bit is talking to us.
No, not to you. Not to you. I just mean to everyone at this point. It's just that the problem is I haven't spoke to anyone about this show now for about 9 months.
Hey, the best thing, is, Carl, the best thing is, mate, after this interview, we don't have to speak to you for another 3 years, so it's perfect.
No, I know. Honestly, I appreciate you having me on because not many people could be bothered talking to me, to be honest. Coming up
on Fifi, Fev and Byron. This guy's unbelievable. Carl Pilkington, there is more, including, guys, and we'll remember this, he sets up what I reckon is the worst radio phone topic in the history of radio. You won't believe it's the lamest idea ever, but he will hang around. We love Carl Pilkington. Sick of It, ABC iViews Easter Comedy Binge. You can stream the entire series 1 and 2 from tomorrow. 101.9 The Fox. And we've got one for you. What about our mate Carl Pilkington? He's got a new show on the ABC iView platform, Sick of It, and you can stream the entire series 1 and 2 from tomorrow on ABC iView, guys. And we'll know Carl from the podcast he did with Ricky Gervais, which was the most downloaded podcast ever. Ricky Gervais, obviously, of The Office fame. He's just hilarious, guys.
He is, and we came in this morning early at 5 a.m. to pre-record this because he's in London, obviously, and who, of course, the other show he's famous for, Idiot Abroad. And Fev, you got straight into asking him about that.
I want to ask you a question about Idiot Abroad, mate. One of the funniest things, you go away, they take the piss out of you, you hate everything. Now, what are you sick of right now? You're in ISO. What is really driving you up the wall?
I'm quite happy with this isolation thing. Because, like I say, I wasn't joking. I don't know loads of people, and I'm happy. You know, I've got Suzanne in the house. There's always a job to do. It's been 3 weeks here now. I don't know how long you've had it, but 3 weeks. And there's still loads of jobs to do. Loads of jobs about the house. And I'm quite happy with that. I've been so busy, but just today, I've descaled the kettle, which needed doing.
What's descaling a kettle?
Do you drink much tea over there, or is not a
No, we do. We do. I've just never descaled a kettle.
well, you kind of know that your kettle needs descaling. When you have a cup of tea and you can sort of see a sort of a film on top of the tea, that's when your kettle needs descaling. You just sort of put this liquid in it.
Yeah.
And it gets rid of all the hard water that's built up and sort of gone hard and clung to the kettle. Mm. And it means that it's not boiling the water that well. Okay. So you descale it. So that was the first job. This was about...
That would have taken 10 minutes. What do you do for the rest of the 23 hours?
Yeah. And how long are you going to spend talking about
it? That was job one.
Job
one. That got me in the mood. You've got to start off the day with a small job like that. Nothing that overfaces you. I knew that I had to put another coat of paint on a light outside. I did the first coat yesterday, so that was on my mind. I thought, I've got to do that in a bit, but I want a cup of tea first. But I saw the kettle, but this needs descaling. I'll get that done. Whilst I was doing that, I looked at the toaster. Now, the toaster, when was the last time you entered your toaster?
I did it yesterday because there was all crumbs and crap everywhere. There was so much. Exactly.
Well, it never ends. To be honest, when you empty it and you take it back, there's still crumbs in it. You can never get them all out. It's a job that never is actually completed.
It's a never-ending toaster.
Out into the garden, I emptied it. Loads of birds are getting some crumbs, some burnt toast and what have you. So they're happy. Yeah. Took it back in, right? So I got that done.
Okay.
I then did my painting job that I told you about. Then I noticed on the bathroom door, the handle kept it in a tile when I opened it. So I thought, I can sort that out. I can glue a little bit of rubber to the wall so it's not hitting the, you know what I mean? So the handle doesn't hit the tile and could end up cracking the tile.
Faith, are you regretting asking this question yet?
No, I'm not. I'm into it. Okay. I love this.
Keep going.
I cleaned the sink in the garage. There's a sink and it had a buildup of hard water on that. I got some stuff on that to do. What else have I got to do?
I
got my steamer out and steamed the shower cubicle because there was some sort of mould buildup. So all I'm saying is there's loads and loads of things that you never get round to doing. And they're not massive jobs. But you've always got something else to do. But when you're stuck in the house, that's what I'm enjoying, getting the house in order.
Oh, just quickly.
Can I ask you this quickly?
Oh, sorry,
I know you're
going
to let me go, but just I'm dying to ask you this, Carl. I'm going to guess you're not a phone person. Like, you're not someone who welcomes phone calls or drop-ins. And are you good at texting people back?
If there's a question mark on the text, I'll answer it. If it's just a... I'm not into sort of just chatting because I would prefer a phone call. And if it's something important, I think you've got to talk to someone. If it's just, you can't have sort of nothing you chat on text, I don't think. That's a, do you want to chat in it? And then you make the call.
Right.
But I don't do that many phone calls. I speak to my mum and dad every other day.
That's
They're
good.
All right. But not much is going on at the minute. I mean, they were telling me that they've ordered some meat from the butchers and they're bringing it round. But no one's doing anything apart from me, these gaming kettles, emptying toasters.
Promoting.
But my mum and dad got sick of hearing that 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So it's not a time for, oh, where have you been and what have you been up to?
Well, you're working and you're promoting Sick of It, which is part of ABC iView's Easter Comedy Binge. You can stream the entire series, 1 and 2, from tomorrow over our Easter long weekend on ABC iView. And, Carl, as a former radio guy, is there anything in there that you think would be a good phone topic? I heard maybe, when did you last clean your toaster? 13 10 60. I mean, can you think of a good question that might come from the chat we've had if we wanted to do a little phone topic?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of quizzing just to keep my brain active.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a question and then that you can put that out there.
Thank you.
And then,
right. Go for it.
And then we end the call, do we? That's
yeah, yeah. You'll be done then. We'll let you go.
Right. So the oldest, the timepiece with the less parts, you know, like a watch or whatever. Yeah. Mm. A timepiece.
Yeah.
A timepiece with the least amount of parts is a sundial. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a sundial is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the thing you have in the garden.
Okay,
it's the oldest thing, and
it casts shadows to tell the time.
Correct. So that's the least pieces of a timepiece.
Wrong question.
It's just got that one metal rod.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the one with the most pieces?
So this
cuckoo
is
clock.
This is a quiz, but doesn't this go out to the audience, or do we just answer it now?
I reckon it's good for the audience. I think I've got.
But then you're not here to answer it. So,
is there an answer?
What's the answer?
But I'll give you the. I don't want to give you the answer now.
Yeah, we'll play a song.
Do you want us to call you back?
We'll play a song. Someone can tell us the. You
can text me with this because it's got a question mark.
Okay. All right, so we'll see how we go with that. 131060, Carl has said, oh, God, it was the longest question ever. Something to do with the timepiece with the most amount of what?
Working parts.
Working parts.
The most parts of sort of parts.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you... the sundial adds a big the least yep. amount of parts.
Okay.
How many, what timepiece has the most parts?
Fascinating. All right, if you can answer that question, 131060, is there a prize, Carl?
No.
Okay. 131060, Carl will tell us the answer off air and we'll be watching Sick of It, ABC iView's Easter Comedy Binge. Say bye to Carl, guys. He's going now.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Carl.
See you later.
Learn how to use Zoom, bro.
Yeah, you weren't on Zoom that whole time, so we can't use any of that.
What do you mean?
Well, oh, sorry, mate.
There's a camera where we can see you, but you can't see us. See where it says Carl on the side of the...
I can see you. I can see you.
Yeah, but we can't see you.
No, I know. Well, I've turned the camera off because I don't like the idea. If I had the camera on, you wouldn't be listening to what I'm saying. You'd be looking at what wallpaper I've got and all that.
Well, that's the whole point of a Zoom.
No,
that's the whole point.
Then you get people going, oh, I don't look at that. Look at that thing there. What's that? Why is he wearing that?
I'm in my daughter's
bedroom.
Why aren't you in the station?
Well, it's because
we're in lockdown.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
God, he's got that bad over there.
But that's his daughter's bedroom.
It's worldwide.
No, you can go. People here on the radio are in the studio on that. It's not that bad.
Okay, you're not a health exposed person.
No, that's true.
Stay home.
All right,
just put the video on. I want to see where you're at.
Can you just turn your video on?
No,
quickly?
Exactly. That's it. You start looking at your plug sockets and everything. I don't.
Well, you've been fixing your whole house for the last week. It should look good.
But it's not ready yet.
I don't know what he's got in there that he doesn't want us to see.
I just want to know what timepiece has the most parts.
Okay, well we're going to answer it on the phones. Oh, what a mess. 131060. I guess we'll keep that one going. I mean, we would have been here till 9 if we didn't wrap him up, guys.
But we are going to reveal after this, we're going to reveal what clock has the most parts.
And scary. You know what's scary, guys? There's actually lots of calls coming through. Carl might be onto something here.
Can I read out one answer that's not right?
One answer that's not right?
Damien, an iPhone. No.
No.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Well, I feel like in many ways, our mate Carl Pilkington has just taken over our entire show this morning. He's been on since about 8:05, and here we are.
Stop talking.
25 minutes to 9. Carl Pilkington, he has a new show called Sick of It, part of ABC iView's Easter Comedy Binge, which you can stream this weekend. He obviously was alongside Ricky Gervais in that fantastic podcast, the most downloaded podcast ever, Ricky Gervais of The Office fame. And he left us with this, guys, probably the worst ever phone-in in the history of FM radio. We'll leave it with Carl to reset the question he asked.
Right. So the question was, just a recap in case you just tuned in. The timepiece with least parts was a sundial, right?
Yep.
My question was, what's the one with the most parts? That's right. Egg timer, because of all the granules of sand.
That's very good, Carl.
Very good.
Good thing, isn't it? It's good, that.
Good one, isn't it?
Right.
Proud of himself.
I'll do another one. When I speak to you in 3 years' time, I'll do a question.
And maybe you've done your wallpaper.
Bye, Carl. Good on you, right, mate. There he goes. He also didn't have his Zoom turned on, so we couldn't even see him. But look, there was the answer, Fifi. And it was almost frightening how many people wanted to join in with that lame quiz.
No, you could see Janet from Epping had the answer, Jason from Clyde. And let's just quickly go to Sam in QE. Sam, you knew it was an hourglass?
Yeah, I did. Hourglass with all the moving pieces of sand.
Damn. Now, he said egg timer, but that in the UK they call that the egg timer. Sam, is that like a running, like one of those, what do you call it? Not bits of trivia, but did you just guess that or was it something you'd heard before?
Yeah, I just kind of was thinking about it in the car and thought, yeah, the hourglass. And I thought, knowing Carl, it had to be something really weird and random. So yes. Hourglass is going to be it.
You reached it of your own accord. Well, Sam, that deserves a prize. Well, how would you like a $100 Food Works voucher?
Oh, that would be amazing. Thank you so much, guys. Big fan of you guys. Thanks for keeping us entertained during lockdown. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, Sam and Kiwis. Carl will be happy to know that that had so much traction, that phone in. We'll obviously let him know. We'll put it on his Facebook page as well, that interview. And thanks to Foodworks for giving us the prize there. Your local Foodworks is open for business for all your breakfast, lunch or dinner needs. Foodworks, that works. This is The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
You know, a little mix from all these hits we've played. Breakup Song is the new one, available to stream or download now from Little Mix, guys.
And we are joined by Perry, all the way from the UK in isolation. Hi, Perry.
Hi.
Perry, how are you going in isolation? What's it like being stuck at home?
I can't lie to you. I kind of love it. I feel bad saying that, but I actually really enjoy it. It's quite nice to have a bit of time for myself because we've never, ever had time off like this before, ever. So it's kind of nice to be at home and actually experience my house.
I was going to say that to you, Perry, because you'd be always on the go with the girls. Your partner, Alex, is a soccer player. He'd always be on the move. And being an ex-professional sports person, when you're active, you just want to be out all the time. So you guys being at home, what have you been up to?
Yeah, he is definitely, I think because obviously he's got so much energy, I think he's struggling a little bit. So he has a funny half hour every day of a burst of energy and he does his training and stuff like that. But this is actually the longest time we've ever spent together. Like, I know we've been together for 3 and a bit years, but we never actually spend this much time together. So it's quite interesting. But I think it's gone okay. We haven't killed one another yet, so... It's all right now.
That's great. Well, I could see you've said you're knitting, you're baking, you're cooking, you're doing jigsaws. You've also got a new puppy. That's a big thing to have together in isolation.
I know. He's actually, as we speak, trying to take my slipper to his bed so he can chew it. We've got a chewer on our hands, guys.
Oh, no.
I know, it's not good. He's a bit naughty, but I love him. He's keeping us busy, so...
Oh, good.
You've been doing a few performances at home. Now, do you and the girls get on like a Zoom or a house party together and punch out a few songs? Do you miss them?
Well, yeah, I miss them so much. Every time we do an interview or a Zoom interview, like I just think, oh, it's like it's really weird because we've never been apart for this long for the past 9 years. So it feels really bizarre. But we actually haven't got together and done a song yet, but we do really want to.
Which of the girls do you not miss the most?
Savage. None of them. I miss them all equally.
Equally.
Now, speaking of singing and performing at home, Perry, I loved you singing from My Fair Lady. I could have danced all night. One of my favourite musical numbers.
Here we go. We'll play it from your isolation.
That got me up and about. That was beautiful.
Wow.
Brilliant. Oh, guys.
Is it your favourite musical, My Fair Lady?
It is one of my favourites. I do love it. I think I just love singing that song. It's nice to sing a bit of opera sometimes, you know?
Isn't it? You're so good.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet. Thank you.
Now, speaking of singing, we've been trying to get people through this period and this crisis, and everybody's got to learn to wash their hands properly. So you'll remember your Prime Minister, who I believe is doing well overnight, which is great news about Boris Johnson. But he did that.
Yeah.
He was famous for the Happy Birthday hand washing song, and a lot of big stars around the world, including Neil Diamond, got involved in this and did a hand washing song. I don't know whether you heard this.
Here's an example for you, Perry. Here we go.
Hands, washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you.
Wash your hands.
So, So we thought, Perry, if you didn't mind, on behalf of you and the girls, Little Mix, we've done our own hand washing song for you as a bit of a surprise. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, yes, please.
Here we go.
Don't want the virus. We've got ourselves a plan. We're going to stay inside. We're going to wash our hands. Coronavirus. Hey! Don't want you around. We are washing our hands and we are bringing, we're bringing the curve down.
I love it. So inventive, guys. Very good. Oh, I like it.
Thank you. Well, there we go. Some good feedback.
We're in lockdown. We've got nothing better to do than come up with new songs.
Would you like the lyrics to that, or perhaps in the next few weeks, to have it just to consider to perhaps record that yourself? I mean, we're happy to send you the lyrics.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to top that version, but I could give it a go if you want me to.
There she goes. And look, we love that your new single is out. It is Breakup Song. Now, we can't go out and see these guys live, but we can stream or download their music. So get around that brand new single, Breakup Song, from Little Mix. Perry, thanks for joining us from your house.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, we know we're all part of this COVID-19 crisis together globally, and some countries are doing it worse than others, and we all know that New York is now the epicenter. That is where more hospitalizations, more deaths are occurring, and we've got a really dear friend over there at the moment living there, Tom Green, who used to work on our show. Now, last time we caught up with Tom a week and a half ago, he was not well, and he'd just done a test for coronavirus, and he has since found out that, yes, he has coronavirus. So we're going to speak to Tom. Are you there, Tom?
G'day, legends. How are we?
Good.
Oh, Tom, we're okay. How are you? How are you feeling? Where are you at with it?
Much better compared to last time we spoke. It took a while to get past it, but I was reassuring to get the results back that I was positive, because if it wasn't coronavirus, then whatever I had was concerning. So feeling much better and about to crack a beer, so life's pretty good.
Good on you, Tommy.
Well, that's good. The herd alcohol might actually help it to go away.
I'm unsure about that, Feb, but I'll get back to you on the report.
That's what I tell myself every day, Tommy. Now, hey, what were some of the symptoms? Were you able to breathe? What, did you have the flu?
So that was why I ended up escalating it and going to get the test, is because, like, it started out with sort of numbness and lethargy, and then couldn't, you know, get to sleep and fevers and lost my taste and smell. But then once I sort of started to get, like, respiratory issues and not being able to breathe, I decided to escalate it and get testing and get a Ventolin inhaler and just chilling at home, working from home, and healing up like the rest of the city, who are either in isolation or sick.
We're so glad you get it. You're on the improve, Tom, because so many aren't in New York. And we know, I mean, I was only reading a story this morning. They're saying, you know, movies couldn't have depicted this as, jarring as it is when you look at New York at the moment. Desolate city, you know, nobody there. What is the vibe? What does it feel like living in New York at the moment, knowing you're at the epicenter?
Yeah, it's sort of like there's two sides to it. So one is that it's pretty heartbreaking. There's, you know, you fall asleep to sirens driving around the city, and the increase in death is going up, and everyone I know here has been affected by it somehow. The other optimistic side of it is that the community has rallied around each other unlike I've ever seen before. Similar to like in Melbourne, with the community rallying around when people need support, it's just all gone online. So there's food drives, and there's GoFundMes for the unemployed, and like little families with kids sewing face masks and gowns. And then at 7 o'clock every night, and in our neighborhood, everyone gets out there on their balconies and out their backyards and cheers for the health workers and makes a lot of noise. It's sort of two sides to it at the moment.
Actually, so, Tom, because you're an audio producer, you obviously sent us some audio. You obviously just put the microphones out of your window. We've actually got this. This is pretty cool. So this happens at 7 p.m. in New York. Here we go. This went a bit better than when Fev tried it in Brighton. Here we go. It's unbelievable. The streets, just, it's amazing.
Yeah, I tried that in Brighton East and went out in the street, and it was just me and my family, Tom. So your audio is a lot better than mine.
I saw the video, mate. I'm proud of you, but I'm disappointed they didn't jump aboard.
Now, Tom, thank you for joining us. We want you to stay safe. We know another stat out this morning, which is so full on. There are now more deaths from COVID-19 in New York than there were from the Twin Towers attack. I mean, that's how big this is for that city you're in, Tom. So hearts with everybody over there. That's a really terrible state.
Yeah, it's. I think that's when, for even the people who weren't taking it seriously and just being flogs going to the park, it started to hit home when that stat came out. So the flags across the state are being flown at half-mast, I believe, by the governor. And a lot of people are feeling the gravity of the situation now. But like after 9/11, people here telling me that the community rallies around each other and supports each other like never before, there's still a lot of that. So there's still a lot of hope to go around through what's a pretty tough time.
Now, Tom, we'll leave you with this. Your president had this to say weeks ago.
Oh, no.
I just want to hear your thoughts on it.
There we go. This was about a week and a half ago, I think, was the prediction.
So I think Easter Sunday, and you'll have packed churches all over our country. I think it would be a beautiful time. And it's just about the timeline that I think is right. It gives us more chance to work on what we're doing. And I'm not sure that's going to be the day, but I would love to aim it right at Easter.
Oh.
Has that dude ever been to a church in his life? How is it going to open by Easter? Like, it's ridiculous.
It is Easter.
It's Easter. Yeah.
It's exactly right. Like, it's we've been told in New York that we're here, like, everyone's staying inside till May. He's insane.
Okay, well, thank you for that final comment there, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
You stay safe, my friend. We love talking to you, and of course, you're still part of that WhatsApp group with me, Leon, and yourself called the Good the Boys.
The Good the Boys.
So we'll keep sending those memes.
Love you all.
Good stuff. Fev and Fief, still not in that group, unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
Bye, Tom.
Good the Boys.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Fief, Fev and Byron. Weekdays from 6.